KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 22 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy and warmer here today than yesterday, a high around 44, winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In the news, one person died and another was injured during an accident late Thursday night in Crawford County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a crossover-type SUV driven by 48-year-old Carrie Shirky of Denison was traveling east on Crawford County Road E16 at around 11:20 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, her vehicle crossed the center line of the road. A semi driven by 33-year-old Lionel Pena of Sioux City was traveling westbound. Pena took evasive action by braking and steering left to try and avoid the SUV, but Shirky then tried to get back in her lane. Unfortunately, the semi and SUV collided in an offset head-on manner. The SUV came to rest facing north in the eastbound lane, and the semi entered the south ditch. Shirky died at the scene. Pena was transported by ambulance to the Crawford County Hospital. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded Thursday evening to a vehicle fire on eastbound Interstate 80. The blaze just east of the Highway 71 exit was reported around 6:27 p.m. Atlantic firefighter Gene Schmeling told KJAN News the vehicle, a Toyota, was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived on the scene. The lone occupant of the vehicle, a female, was out of her SUV and was not injured. The crews remained on the scene until about 7:15. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report 49-year-old Clinton Joe Hans England of Red Oak was arrested Thursday in Red Oak on an active warrant for violation of probation. England was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,500 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Thursday reported that Greenfield police had arrested 34-year-old Derek Wayne Bud Pickrell of Fontenelle. He was taken into custody Monday afternoon in Greenfield for assault with injury. With regard to an incident involving his mother, Pickrell was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. Two men from Nebraska have entered guilty pleas in an Iowa arson-for-hire scheme. 35-year-old Pierre M. Shackelford of Omaha pled guilty in Pottawatomie County District Court on October 31st to felony conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. And as part of Shackelford's plea agreement, the charges of arson in the second degree and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony were dismissed. Shackelford received a five-year deferred prison sentence, a suspended $750 civil penalty, and was placed on probation for 1 year. In January of 2019, Shackelford's co-conspirator, 36-year-old William Odinus of Omaha, Nebraska, accepted a plea to a lesser charge of arson in the third degree for his role in the scheme. Odinus was originally charged with felony arson in the second degree and conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony. He was sentenced to 74 days of incarceration with full-time credit for time served. Odinus also received a $625 fine. The guilty pleas by Shackelford and Odinus stem from a joint investigation completed by the Council Bluffs Fire Department and the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau beginning in October of 2018. The investigation determined that after Shackelford's 2005 BMW became inoperable, Shackelford left the vehicle at a dealership in Council Bluffs. After allowing the vehicle to sit unrepaired for several months, Shackelford hired Odinus to set the car on fire, agreeing to pay him with insurance proceeds for committing the arson. On the evening of the arson, Odinus was seen on surveillance video entering Shackelford's vehicle and setting it on fire. Days later, Shackelford filed an insurance claim on the total vehicle. Shackelford's insurance claim of $6,818 was eventually denied. Iowans with information about insurance fraud are encouraged to contact the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau at 515-242-5304. And the Adair County Auditor, Mandy Berg, on Thursday afternoon released updated unofficial election results from Tuesday's city school elections. The results contained updated write-in information. Berg reminds residents that the results will not be official until canvassed by the Board of Supervisors. The results include, for the city of Adair, write-in winner for the city council was Kyle Earlmeyer. No change for the other two electees, which would be Jeremy Gettler and Perry Leeper. Also, Dave Richter received 10 write-in votes for the city of Adair. Elsewhere in the city of Bridgewater, there was no change in the three persons elected to the city council. The two write-in votes included Tyler Warrior with 2 and Marlo Smith with 1. For mayor of Bridgewater, no change. Roberta Carpenter there remains elected with 25 votes. Other write-ins include Keith Carpenter with 1 vote and Doug Miller with 1 vote. City of Fontenelle, there were no change in the standings as far as the three persons that were elected. Nicole Queck was a write-in. She received 25 votes. Also in Adair County, the city of Greenfield council, city council elections. The winners remained unchanged, but Rod McMoran had picked up one extra vote, and Holly Dullard had picked up one extra vote over the previous results. You can see the rest of those results on our news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Betty Parrott, age 91 of Greenfield, died November 2nd at the Adair County Hospital. Celebration of Life Services for Betty Parrott will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Tommy Young, age 60, of Exira, died November 2nd. Funeral services for Tommy Thud Young will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dwayne John Dewey Carroll, age 62, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Dewey Carroll will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the AHSTW High School Gymnasium in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Paul Jensen, age 79, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Paul Jensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gary Meshek, age 78, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gary Meshek will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Lloyd Ringer, age 71, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lloyd Ringer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Shinbaum, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Shinbaum will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Chris Wilson, age 54, of Griswold, died Tuesday. A private family graveside service for Chris Wilson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Timothy Catholic Cemetery in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care has the arrangements. Lucille Alf, longtime Lewis resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Lucille Alf will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Ancio, age 96, of Exira, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Bill Ancio will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Scott Ole Olson, age 60, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Scott Ole Olson will be Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Danny Harder, age 83, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Danny Harder will be Monday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Gertrude Regina Trudy Askren, age 62, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A funeral mass for Trudy Askren will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Donald Milenek, age 83, of Yale, died November 2nd. A celebration of life service for Donald Milenek will be held December 8th at 1 o'clock at the Yale Community Building. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Mabel Stahl, age 102, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Services for Mabel Stahl are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.